This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This news of the shooting at the funeral home and of the three-year-old will be shocking under any circumstances. But what makes this incident especially heinous is that those shooters took advantage of families and friends who were gathered to mourn the death of a young man who himself had lost his life just the week before.
This bloodshed must end. This bloodshed will end. Today I'm announcing a surge of federal law enforcement into American communities plagued by violent crime. We'll work every single day to restore public safety, protect our nation's children, and bring violent perpetrators to justice.
That's the president's take on no more. I'm drawing the line in the sand. And, of course, Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, before that, the shocker, 15 people wounded in a shooting that targeted a funeral in Chicago. It was awful to listen to some of the recordings from what happened inside. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Here we are, just another snapshot in America. Tough times when it comes to not just what's happening in Chicago, but in other places as well. We've been talking a lot about Portland and how it seems that you get to a certain point toward downtown and it's just a ball of haze from all of the tear gas that fills the air almost night after night. So there are some real struggles going on. But the Chicago story, I think, takes the cake. When you go to a funeral and break up a funeral with that kind of violence, as I mentioned, those 15 people that were wounded. And, of course, they're still investigating what happened on Tuesday night at this Southside City funeral. But one of the victims is in critical condition, in fact, extreme. And it happened at this neighborhood where people had gathered for a very, very large funeral. There's 60 shell casings at the scene. I ask you, really, are we in Colombia in a drug war? And it happened at about 6:30, so it was still light outside. Cars speeding away, a spray of bullets at the people who were gathered on the block at the Rhodes Funeral Services, where that's located. And after driving past the funeral home, the same car that shot out the windows makes a turn, goes the wrong way on a one-way street, and they continue to fire at the people that were there at the funeral. Thus, all of the, even crashing halfway down the block, all the casings that they found afterwards. And you could see it on the mayor's face. I'll paint the picture for you. Bleak, let's put it that way. Very, very, very bleak. And when the gunfire started, you also had people that ran outside. Now, of course, this area is known for gang violence. There are, in the city of Chicago, they say 117,000 plus gang members and 55 major gangs and different factions and then subsets. And then you break that down and divide it by even more. So the president says, as you heard, not going to happen anymore. We're going to send people in. And, of course, this is a live wire because many in some of these areas feel like that just exacerbates the situation and doesn't help, and it creates more of a struggle. I would say in the situation in Chicago where you had federal agents sent in, and Lori Lightfoot said, you know, not against doing that, but working with us. And it seems as though they have formed this bond to work together. So a much better scenario than some of the stories that we initially heard, of course, coming out of Portland, where people were describing that they were getting snatched and they were peaceful protesting. And it wasn't some of what we had seen, certainly in this funeral situation, but in Chicago, where it's just flat out sick and over the top. So how many other cities are going to end up this way. Let's hope none. I mean, let's hope that it doesn't become that our cities have to be policed by as many feds that you could possibly afford to put in there. And then, of course, the feds scaring the people who are the peaceful people who are simply protesting. And this is the problem, the clash. It's like we're on the verge of I don't know what. And we're also on the verge of lockdown 2.0 is a good way to put that. I mean, dining out has to have really plummeted. Because who's dining out in some of these hot spots where it just seems to get worse and worse? So our economy is faltering again. And, you know, one of the ways to track what people are doing and how they feel is restaurant reservations. It's an indicator of local business activity. So with COVID-19 infections on the rise in Sunbelt states and a few other states experiencing second waves of it, people are staying home. The fear this time maybe isn't as big, and that's a good question. Is the fear as big as in March? Because we didn't know anything at the time. Now we still know a little bit. Now we still don't know everything, hardly, but we know a little bit more. So how do you recover? Well, in cities and states where the epidemic is subsiding, you've got the mask usage going on, the testing, the tracing, the isolation of the infected, and then you have more people that are not fearful of going out, and those slow roll reopenings seem to be working, especially in the tri-state area. But Texas, Florida, Arizona, overwhelmed with new infections. So in those states, if you do mask usage, you do social distancing, you do testing and tracing, it's not quite as effective as the states that were earlier hit hard, meaning mostly in the Northeast. And speaking of that, I always give the death toll at the top because I feel it's important to know what's happening in the recovered and, of course, the confirmed cases. We knew we would hit the over 4 million mark, and we've done that, 4.4 million. The amount of people who have recovered needs to be higher, but thank goodness it's well over a million. 1.2 million deaths on the rise, 145,000. So 145,000 dead in the United States of America because of COVID-19. So while we watch with the struggle and the federal response in Portland and some of the legal questions there about local control in the city and the tactics that are going on with the federal agents. And now we see Chicago trying to work together much more, if possible, with the mayor and the police there. We'll see what that response becomes like. We also have this surge going on, these spikes of cases nationwide. And, of course, so many other places in the world saying, if you're from the United States, don't bother trying to come here. We are getting blocked from going into so many other countries because they don't want to take the chance that someone from the United States, of course, comes in and brings the virus along as a gift. Wow. Who thought we would be in this kind of a war, and of course the war on COVID-19, getting that vaccine, getting closer, some better news on that, and of course we'll talk about that. How about Burger King, the impossible? The vegans' lawsuit over Burger King's Impossible Whopper, where is that? We're talking about it on the flip side.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. Behind the mic, even in these really rocky times. Coming up a little bit later, we go to the mailbag and even the man/woe man cave. Would you believe they call it a summer camp, which means baseball. Baseball that doesn't count. And the real thing starts on Thursday with the Yankees and the Nationals, so we're going to talk about that. How about a judge tossing out the vegan's lawsuit over Burger King's Impossible Whopper? What's that all about? And we know that vegans accused Burger King of deceptively marketing the Impossible Whopper because they didn't put enough meat on their legal claims, according to a federal judge. So what does that mean, and what really is the scoop behind the Impossible Whopper? Who better to have on than Jane Velez Mitchell? She was on with us a couple of weeks ago. She's the founder and editor of JaneUnchained.com. It's a social media news channel producing thousands of widely shared videos on plant-based lifestyle. And we've had other people talking about making the switch to plant-based living, and we're seeing that more and more. So all eyes were on this lawsuit. Jane, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it. What's your take on this?
Well, thanks for having me, Kate. And my take is, as a vegan 23 or 4 years, wish I had the exact date, the way I have my sobriety date of 25 years, but I'm annoyed by this lawsuit. These 7 vegans are just making millions of vegans look bad because we were thrilled when Burger King came out with the Impossible Meatless Burger. I stepped into a Burger King for the first time in my life. Seriously. And we went live for Jane Unchained. We interviewed people who were other customers, urging them to try it. They loved it. We gave it away. We were dancing. We were just, like, celebrating. And so we weren't upset. Vegans and animal activists and environmentalists have been fighting for this for years because plant-based meat has much lower carbon footprint, uses much less water, much less land, is much better for our health. It doesn't have cholesterol, which leads to plaque, which leads to heart disease. I mean, there's so many reasons to switch to this. And so for these seven people to then speak for all vegans and file suit because of how this meatless patty was grilled on the same grill that contains meat products, they just don't speak for the vast majority of vegans who were literally over the moon that Burger King had done this. We've been begging them for years.
Yeah, and it's well said, because you're right. All of a sudden, this becomes the rage. Everybody was talking about the impossible burger. There were all kinds of radio parodies on it in a good way. There was a lot of, as you know, being somebody in the media, there was a lot of, I don't know, a lot of noise in a good way about the impossible burger. So this, like you said, makes vegans look bad. I mean, why? You don't need, you know what it is, you know what it's like, Jane? There are more people that are getting the whole plant-based thing and trying it and putting their toe in, and geez, they're going to go a little deeper. But it's the portrayal, because we like labels, and then vegans get these labels, and you're someone who's been one for decades, so you know exactly what I mean, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel that I have been discriminated against, not mm-hmm. because of my ethnicity or anything else, but more because I'm a vegan.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's starting to change now with the advent of the Beyond Meat Burger, which was the most successful initial public offering since the 2008 financial crisis, because of the Impossible Burger. We're getting respect, because in this world, in this culture, money talks and money breeds respect. And so all of a sudden people were watching the Beyond Meat stock skyrocket, and they were literally coming up to me and going, that Beyond Meat, huh? I'm going to try it. Like, it's a different product than it was right before the IPO. No, as soon as it started making money, people felt more secure to try it. Like, it's the same exact item, but it had credibility in our society. So the lawsuit was kind of like snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. And honestly, we were all talking about it, because I have a large group of vegan friends, how annoying it was and how we wished that these people didn't. There's always that little percentage that's going to find fault. And who yeah. pays the price for that purity? The animals who have to die because these seven people want everything to be perfect and live in a perfect world? No, that's not how the world operates. So we have to give these companies some credit when they do the right thing and they move in the right direction. Otherwise, it doesn't inspire them to move in the right direction again. And now Burger King has come out with a croissant with the Impossible. So they're still moving in the right direction, because it's obviously selling, or they wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, and the fact that it's selling is a good thing, because that means, and you said it, it is about the money. Money talks in this country, and everybody pays attention. So do you think we're going to see more plant-based options pop up, and then you're not going to be shamed when you go to a restaurant and you opt for that?
Everything's changing, and I have to say COVID-19 is changing it. I look back, I was watching this show, Great Courses, about the Black Death, and it's not funny, it's very sad, but yeah. In the 14th century, half of Europe was wiped out. But the interesting thing is it totally changed society. It went from a feudalistic society where either you were a serf or you were a clergy or you were a nobleman and never the twain shall meet, and everything got completely shaken up. And after the plague, you had the merchant class intermarrying with the nobles and the peasants becoming clergy, and everything got mixed. The whole world changed. I think we're going to have a similar kind level shift here, where really society is going to transform. We're already seeing that with people realizing they don't need to be on the freeway for 5 hours and live a miserable life. They can do a lot of work on Zoom. Business travel is going to go down because you don't need to send that businessman all the way to Tokyo to have that meeting when you could do it on Zoom. And I think food is changing. You know, obviously the coronavirus, one of the hotbeds is slaughterhouses, right along with prisons and nursing homes. And it's the coronavirus is riddled through these slaughterhouses. So right there, that alone makes you think twice. If people are sweating onto the food, I think it's certainly something to ask, like, well, where are those droplets going? If you look at the meatless patties, it's completely untouched by human hands. It's a completely automated process. So when you open a Beyond Meat burger or you open an Impossible burger, no hands have gone in there. That's it. That's no people. So right there, that's something I think that would give people assurance. I know I'm washing everything that comes in. I order on Instacart now. I don't think I'm ever going to go into a grocery store again. I've gotten used to ordering everything, and it's working for me. So I think everybody's habits are changing, and people are embracing these meatless options that last longer, that are often, you know, the soy milks of the world can be non-perishable. You can get it, stock it, and it lasts a lot longer than perishable products like cow's breast milk. So things are changing. People are opening up to this whole idea that you don't have to kill an animal to have meat. It's still meat because basically animals, just like all of us, were compounds. We're just a mixture of compounds. And what these brilliant people have done is they've figured out what the compounds are in meat. They've replicated them in plants. Heme, for example, is something that gives meat its meatiness. And they've replicated those compounds. So this meatless meat tastes just like meat, but it's much better for the environment, much better for human health, and much better, obviously, for the animals.
Yeah, well, I think you're absolutely right. We're going to see so much more of this. Jane Velez Mitchell, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Talk soon. Bye.
Yeah, absolutely. So she knows. She talked about it. She was the one that, you know, decades ago was like, ah, there's a vegan. And that's why I said that, because, you know, you had friends where you classified them, right? Oh, well, if we go to this restaurant, we can't go there. And it's interesting that Jane mentioned about milk and the options instead of the milk. So there's 11 vegan drinks even if you go to a Starbucks, right? They have coconut milk latte. They have, somebody was telling me the other day, a golden ginger drink that's supposedly great. That doesn't matter. You get it. You just would like it. But these plant-based options are coming readily available, are becoming readily available all over the place, and Starbucks is just the latest to jump into that. So how about it? The judge tossing the lawsuit over the Impossible Whopper. Hang with us on the flip side. We're going to hightail it to the mailroom.
Could I love you more?
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Pentagon is reporting ongoing progress against ISIS in Iraq and Syria.
Building on the successes of our predecessors and firmly linked with our Iraqi and Syria partners. We are keeping constant pressure on Daesh to ensure their lasting defeat.
Briefing reporters from Baghdad, Air Force Major General Kenneth Ekman, referring to ISIS as Daesh. As violence continues to increase in cities like Chicago and Albuquerque, President Trump is ordering federal troops into those cities.
We'll work every single day to restore public safety, protect our nation's children, and bring violent perpetrators to justice.
The president also saying every American, no matter their race, their income, or zip code, should be able to walk down the street free of violence. You're listening to USA Radio News. The U.S. is ordering the closure of China's consulate in Houston. Beijing saying they will respond if the decision isn't reversed, but according to Republican Senator from Florida, Marco Rubio, this is the right decision.
So this consulate is basically a front for, it's kind of the central node of a massive spy operation, commercial espionage, defense espionage, also influence agents that try to influence Congress. You know, they use businessmen as fronts in many cases to try to influence members of Congress and other political leaders at the state and local level.
An earthquake is causing folks to be on high alert, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A powerful earthquake has struck Alaska's Aleutian Peninsula. It was a magnitude 7.8 quake. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake struck shortly after 11 p.m. Pacific time and was felt as far away as Anchorage. There have been no reports of any significant damage or injuries.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
What? That's how we feel. All right, so once again, the mail this time is a little more orderly. It's in the appropriate slots. I'm just going to reach over here and grab one out. This is from Ella. And Ella says, Kate, what in the world happened in Houston as if there's not enough problems with all of the deaths they've had and cases they've had with COVID-19. Then there's this huge fire at the consulate. What is going on with the Chinese diplomats? That's a great question. And in fact, coming up on our next show, we're going to talk to somebody who's right on the front lines of this, I guess is what I'm going to call it, from the Epoch Times about what the strategy is and what Beijing is going to do now that the U.S. has ordered China to close the Houston consulate by Friday. And it's been described as a political provocation by Beijing. And what happened is they burned hundreds of files that they had, and you cannot go into a consulate and demand to have those documents, but documents were burned on the grounds in Houston. So now this is it. The U.S. is saying, you're done. We're closing you. And there's all kinds of accusations of espionage and theft. And we know that there's been problems with this in the past, with patents, etc. So the unilateral closure of China's consulate general in Houston within this tiny amount of time is unprecedented. And the Chinese think it's an aggressive move. But the statement that I saw earlier is we're not going to tolerate violations of our sovereignty and intimidation of our people, just as we have not tolerated the PRC's unfair trade practices, theft of American jobs, and other egregious behavior. That was one of the statements that was released by the State Department. And, you know, they went on to say in the statement that was released that President Trump insists on fairness and reciprocity in U.S.-China relations. So, boom, it's done. It's being closed in order to protect what? Our intellectual property and our private information. And this even came up during the Daily Now, once again, coronavirus updates at the White House. And during that briefing, the president was asked whether he would close more Chinese embassies. And he says it's always possible. You see what's going on. We thought there was a fire in the one that we did close, and everybody said there's a fire, but they were burning documents, papers. And what is that all about? And so the consulate is one of six Chinese diplomatic missions in the U.S. Of course, there's an embassy in Washington, in New York, in Los Angeles, in San Francisco, and in Chicago. So what happened was the cops in Houston responded to these fire reports, and then that's when they weren't allowed in, and there was smoke that was billowing out all over the place, and that started what ended up happening at that, hey, we're closing you down, so get out. So great question, and we'll have even more insights coming up on our next show. But it's pretty clear, intellectual property, stealing papers, all of that. This one is from Tom, and Tom says, wow, what an incredible move when it comes to federal officers after that catastrophe in Portland. Now it's a different story in Chicago. Do you think it'll be smoother, Kate? Or there'll be more cooperation, or will people get snatched off streets, or is that an exaggeration? What does that look like from your point of view? Well, from my point of view is, of course, you don't want to see that. Do you want, first of all, do you want to have those resources there? And do we want to have the possibility of provoking more violence in Chicago? The answer, of course, is no. But working in tandem with the police, the mayor already cautioning, forget this political interference in local ops. We don't want to see what happened in Portland. So promising that is that no, we're working together. This is trying to work together with what they're calling Operation Legend. We'll see how it goes. Law and order. Is it going to be smooth, or is it going to be just another offshoot of Portland? So it's not just Chicago, by the way. Albuquerque is another place. There are other cities where they're going to see this because of crime spiking and because of the civil unrest. But it's trying to mitigate it, figure it out as to, is this, are people, the provocateurs, purposely going in there, starting it? I mean, what is at the bottom of each and every time you have an eruption like this? And, of course, if you have that high tension, even peaceful people can start to be drawn into whatever that drama is that's going there. I know if I was marching along and all of a sudden you have tear gas, there doesn't seem to be anything going on in your particular area of wherever this march is or protest is, and then you hear these stories of people being snatched, they did no identification, had no idea what was going on. And there have been some incidents of that. But anyway, 300 law enforcement officers drawn from, by the way, the FBI, Drug Enforcement Administration, and I checked on this today, other parts of the Justice Department, Homeland Security, you know, person with a badge, person that has the authority to do that under these circumstances, are expected to work with state and local police to apprehend the violent criminals. And there's the key. That's a good thing if you get the violent criminals. And think of the gangs in Albuquerque, the gangs in Chicago, which the amount of gangs, the different gangs, the factions within the gangs is really crazy. And when I say crazy, you know, you're not just looking for 3, 4, or 5 different types. We're looking for 55 different types. That makes it much more difficult. This is from Nancy. She says, Kate, isn't it interesting? I was thinking about this today as I've been listening to you and watching what other people are saying about the pandemic and how some people are crippled by it economically. And some companies, it's terrible. They're out of work. Bankruptcies are high. Tourism, you've talked about that, speaking in the tourism industry, and almost every city is affected by that, has just come to a grinding halt. But yet there are some companies that are doing so much better than they had been in the previous quarters or years because the virus fits into what they are selling. Yes, the answer to that is yes. And then you've seen people shift, entrepreneurs who are selling masks, who are providing PPE. We had somebody on the show at the very beginning of this that is a pal of mine, and that's exactly what her company was doing. And her company still was supplying, you know, doing blood tests, doing that kind of stuff, and they were fine. But then it just exploded into PPE. And if you look at U.S. corporations, I guess at least 17 of the top 25, which would be Microsoft, Facebook, Pfizer, Visa, they're predicted to make about $85 billion more in 2020. They call it super profits. So because this coronavirus pandemic has kind of put, not kind of, it's sort of been a wave of the entry into the Great Depression kind of slump in our U.S. economy, the thing that we're seeing is the other companies, though, that are doing better. So, you know, one person is devastated, one company is devastated, and yet others are rising. Like, why is that? Well, of course, like CVS Health. Why is that? Because where are we going? Who's supplying what we need? Merck, same thing. Why is that? 81% more. Why would the profits be higher? Because what are they supplying? So you got to think about what they make, what they rely on, all of that, and what people are getting. It's like the RV. RVs are suddenly the rage, whether you're renting or owning them, because this is how you can vacation and not have to stay in a hotel, not have to fly. And there are some good profits being made in the RV business. Schwinn in Detroit is back online. Did you have a Schwinn when you were a kid? You know what I'm talking about, the bikes. Because why? You go to get a kid's bike or just an adult bike that's not a $1,000 racer or whatever, and you can't find them because bicycles are gone. Everybody's riding bikes or people are getting them, and it's hard to get a bicycle. People are even ordering them online. So there's more mass production of that. That was an industry that was doing okay, but not the sore that it's in now. So, yeah, so it, good question. And it's sad, though, that so many other industries are crippled and so many people's jobs, of course, are affected by that. This one is from Larry, who is listening to us in New Orleans, and he says, hi, listeners of America Tonight. Hello, Ms. Delaney. I've listened to your show because I find it interesting, your point of view, and I liked hearing you last year when you were traveling all over the place and broadcasting from different parts of the world. I kind of felt like it was, where is Kate this week? And now that you're grounded, I wonder how you're dealing with that. And do you expect that you'll get on a plane anytime soon? I picked that question on purpose because I've had a lot of people ask me that. And the answer is no. For my speaking side of my life, I've been doing virtual. And it doesn't look like there will be any plane action anytime soon, right? I miss the travel. I miss bringing you to all those cool places like Ireland or Hawaii or right around the corner, Taos, New Mexico. Stay with us. Sally Jesse Raphael, what's the deal with the glasses and the career? She's part of her story next. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jessie Raphael tells everyone she wasn't an overnight success. In fact, she worked at 24 radio stations in the 80s and was fired from 18. Then she was offered a call-in talk show and quickly grew her station list to 200 affiliates. She went on to do a successful TV version of what she was doing on radio, winning a daytime Emmy in 1989. I'm Kate Delaney, and that's her story. Yeah, so interesting when we bring you these her stories, women from different walks of life and the impact they've had on our culture in the past or now, or what might look like, what it might look like in the future. So she was rare. She did get fired a bunch of times, and then she found the right venue. So the radio show became more of a call-in show at the time, and she was answering questions. They were just answering questions about all kinds of things. And then that turned into a television opportunity, and the time was right for that kind of TV. If you remember, there was the Phil Donahue's, it was the talk show era, and where you kind of ran the gamut from shocking to celebrities to what people are doing that's interesting or different or, you know, whatever. And then that changed. The interest in that kind of showed it changed. But she had that space for a while. In other words, she owned her little corner of it for sure and did quite well with it. And she was known for those glasses. She had red glasses. I think sometimes she changed them out. So the topics would be hard-hitting stories or light you know, lighthearted stuff or funny gags and whatnot. Not one thing that was frequent on her show, drag queens. When I was looking up things on Sally, she had a lot of shows where there were drag queens, and there, you know, some even impersonated her, and I think that was part of it because she had a lot of impersonators, you know, drag queens that impersonated her, and the shows that did those kinds of things in a daytime slot really, really worked for her. But you got to tip your cap because she was very successful at it, like I said, and it ran for quite some time. All right, speaking of running for quite some time, the thing that we have been hearing for a long time, I want to say the last 3 months, is the VP candidates. Who are the VP candidates for Joe Biden? And who's going to be his running mate? What woman is it going to be? Because he pretty much said that. And it's been narrowed down. It's been narrowed down to it's going to be one of these four. And who is that ultimately going to be? It reminds me in a different way of when you have this big build-up, this lead-up, and this is politics, right? So, yeah, hand me the envelope, please, and who is it? And this is an important moment for the Democrats because who is that person on the ticket? It used to be that who the VP was didn't necessarily have to be that big of a deal. Like, your running mate, you wanted them, as we've had many political campaign managers on the show, Democratic and Republican ones, you wanted somebody that didn't gunk it up for you. They didn't step into it. They didn't have some weird thing that came out of their past. It was just going to be smooth sailing. They could talk well. They could shake hands. People liked them. They were affable. They weren't going to steal the show. And now it's different. Now you have to really, I think, vet even more because of the world that we live in. And you think of the pressures like John McCain, and John McCain deciding that he was going to go with Sarah Palin, this governor that a lot of people didn't know from Alaska, who it then made her super famous and led to other things for her. But in the beginning, she was the darling and crushed it at the Republican convention, but then was overwhelmed with interviews and got confused on some of the interviews, and of course that just became huge news, and that wasn't great for the McCain campaign. So the idea of let's just keep it simple and light, and you know, there's not going to be just going to be smooth sailing, and it's tough to do that now too because of the questions and just the expectations, I guess, of who that running mate is going to be. It's a different world. Politically speaking, that's one of the biggest changes, I think. All right, so who could possibly be the running mates? Senator Kamala Harris from California, Val Demings from Florida, the Atlanta mayor, Keisha Lance Bottoms is on the list, the former Obama administration national security advisor, Susan Rice, keeps coming up, Congresswoman Karen Bass from California, also on that list. Supposedly they're vetting, they're narrowing, and then a decision will be made. Remember, the Democratic National Convention is set to take place the 17th through the 20th. And it's like you look at the Republican convention, and the Republican convention, which was moved to accommodate in person, it's now being debated as to what that is going to look like, because when you're the incumbent, you have that extra edge, no matter what party. But to have the extra edge, you have to have the economy, and if the economy's there, or it's ratcheting up, or whatever it might be, or the employment numbers are good, that makes a big difference. Because we've had three presidents who have gotten two terms. So the Republican convention, you know, is at the end of August, the 24th through the 27th, and it was moved to Jacksonville. But you're starting to see that the Jacksonville City Council could keep the RNC from happening there in person. In fact, that's a huge bone of contention in that city. There's been massive debate about that. And just on Wednesday, the president of the Jacksonville, Florida City Council said he's opposing a bill that could scuttle the entire convention if it's not approved. The bill filed by the mayor, who's Lenny Curry there, would allow the mayor to independently allocate $33 million in federal money for securing the upcoming convention. But Tommy Hazzori opposes the bill. He's the president of the council and the convention in general because he says there's too many questions about plans for the city's safety and health with this kind of a political event. So he said he could possibly change his vote after the local sheriff and other officials testify in front of the council on Friday. The mayor hasn't committed to attending the Friday meeting. If the mayor's proposal doesn't get, it's like anywhere, two-thirds council vote, that's what you need, to pass at a council meeting next Tuesday, Hazzori says it would make the convention near impossible to hold. What? How about that? So, Republicans have to be looking at this for the convention and be a little bit concerned about, wow, so is this not going to happen? Because it seemed like it was a done deal, but the contracts, the agreements, all that stuff, it's not there. So there is a chance the city council could put the brakes on the RNC, and it doesn't happen. Then what could possibly happen is, would there be no choice but to have it virtually and not do one in person, which that was one of the things that Donald Trump was adamant about. I want to see faces. I want people there. Well, that's what we want to do for our convention. All right, I got to throw this one into the mix here as we come to the tail end of the hour because I started off where I mixed in the COVID-19 deaths, the confirmed cases, the recoveries, and now Republican senators are considering a $600 extension. What to do? Will it be $400? Will it be $600 when we talk about unemployment? And then we also have the news of the U.S. ordering 100 million vaccine doses from Pfizer, which is very, very big news because we're following naturally what is the cure. We want the vaccine. How soon will we see a vaccine? And the fact that that is, that's happened when we see these hospitalizations at peak levels in some areas, there is some hope there. So there's hopes for approval of a vaccine as soon as October. That's great if that happens. And then Americans would get the vaccine for free, by the way, if the ongoing studies are successful. Pfizer and BioNTech expect to be ready to get that emergency use authorization or some form of regulatory approval, again, by as early as October. Woohoo! Shout out to Mo Flam. Thanks for listening to this version of the show. Under stay-at-home orders, trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over, why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.